Good Friday morning to you. We are broadcast live here at Walter Elijah Park. We're giving you a preview of the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. The festival will get underway Saturday, May the 4th, but this morning here on Palmetto Mornings, we're giving you just a sample of what you will expect. Once again, I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
You cannot have a festival here in Fort Mill without this the South Carolina Strawberry Festival queens showing up. And we've got three of them here this morning. We're going to let them introduce themselves.
Good morning. My name is Claire Olson, and I'm the Teen SC Strawberry Queen.
Hello, I'm Vanessa Carr, and I am the Ms. South Carolina Strawberry Queen.
Good morning. I am Lexi Ratliff, and I am the Miss South Carolina Strawberry Festival Queen.
Now, these ladies are dressed to impress. They have their sash on and their crowns on
their
head.
And they're all so beautifully color-coordinated for. They look like just a field of strawberries. We've got one in red. We've got one in white. We've got one in green. They're beautiful.
I didn't pay a lick of attention to that, Ashley.
I mean, that's why I'm here, ladies. And they've all got, you know, strawberry earrings and the strawberry in their crown. So pretty.
I was more fascinated with how they attach the crown to their heads. Now, that's a work of art in itself. Lexi, I mean, you got a lot of clips up there.
Absolutely. It takes about 10, but we get it done.
What will your day be like tomorrow, Saturday, May the 4th? Because this is your Super Bowl.
Absolutely. So we are going to show up bright and early before the festival even begins to make sure we are in place and get all of our pictures done, of course. And then we will be hopping from event to event. We'll be judging eating contests, taking pictures with anyone that's around at the festival. And then we also have some contests to judge.
Vanessa, we just heard from Wayne Felder from the Dixieland Cruisers car show about the cars that will be on display. And he was explaining to us that with various categories, the queens, you all
get a chance.
You get
a queen's choice.
There's a queen's choice. So, yes, there will be a lot of cars out there. So hopefully the weather holds out. Prayers, fingers crossed, whatever it is you got, send a line. But we are going to all select our favorite car.
Do you know what you're like going to be looking for?
Like, I don't know. I'm kind of like an old muscle car girl.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. It'll be fun.
Claire, again, tomorrow, Saturday, May the 4th here at Walter Elijah Park is the day of the festival. But since you all have been crowned, you and the little queens, you all have been very busy showing up at all kind of events.
Yes, we have had multiple. We've had the Strawberry Soiree, Barry's Birthday Bash, the Sprint and Stroll, and continuous more throughout the year. So we'll be busy, but we love it.
Well, these Strawberry Queens really serve as ambassadors for the town of Fort Mill since their crowning and for the next year. I mean, you all show up everywhere. And just when I think you can't show up somewhere else, I look around and I'm like, the queens are here,
yep.
Which is really great. I mean, it's so nice to have ambassadors, especially when guests come into town and sometimes when the governors come to town. I know you all have showed up to officially welcome him there as well. I want to brag on all of these ladies and the little ones. When I did the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll, they were the ones giving out the medals, and they were thanking every single person who ran. We were out of breath, and we couldn't form a sentence, but they were so
kind. And
I'm
sure they were looking so beautiful.
Oh, they were great.
Too.
They looked just
y'all
like this.
Y'all were sweaty messes.
But y'all were great, so I appreciate that as a runner, even though I probably couldn't say anything because I was out of breath,
no.
But it meant
no,
a lot.
That didn't happen.
Cause you gave
that
me,
didn't happen.
You gave me my medal, Vanessa, and she said, "You did such a great job. Congratulations. How was the course?" And I said, "Give me a second, and I'll come over." Since you all have been crowned, what have you really enjoyed? I know you've been out and about everywhere, but what has the experience been like for the last, two and a half weeks?
So far, it's been a lot. We, like Claire said, we have done a lot of events, and last weekend was a whirl. Lexi and I were everywhere, but it's been really great to meet new people, to connect with people, and then it's really a lot of fun when our people who know us don't know. And then they see us in public, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm on a crown!" And so it's really kind of fun.
That is fun.
My favorite event so far was the Main Street Bash last Friday night. That was a lot of fun. The band was amazing. And it was just – it's really good to just kind of get out in the community and hang out with folks in the town.
Well, like Lucas said, tomorrow is kind of like y'all's Super Bowl. So this is what you've been waiting for. What do you feel like going into tomorrow, Lexi?
I'm excited. I've grown up in Fort Mill, and I've always loved the town. But going to college, you know, Fort Mill was my hometown. But coming back and being able to do all of these events and reconnect with the town and re-fall in love with Fort Mill as an adult this time has been really special. And just continuing to see everyone and meet new people, connect with old friends. I'm just excited to see everyone. And I'm excited for the rain that's going to hold off. We're very excited about that.
Claire, the iconic picture that the South Carolina Strawberry Queens will typically take inside the Tilt-A-Whirl that's shaped like a strawberry, but it's also the iconic picture with a pig.
Yes.
Is that still on the to-do list?
That is still on the to-do list, but this time they're not cute little pigs. They're
swans.
Pigs.
Yep. They're hogs. I'm pretty sure it says swan.
So we are very excited to be kissing these pigs. We're counting down the minutes.
One might turn into a prince. You never know.
We'll see.
That one's yours, right?
I call dibs.
Oh, well, Claire, Vanessa, and Lexi, they're just some of this year's South Carolina Strawberry Festival queens. I know your little ones will be out and about with you all tomorrow, Saturday, May the 4th. Come on out. See these queens. They will pause for a picture with you. They would love to see you. Talk to them. Learn more about them. Remember, the South Carolina Strawberry Festival pageant is the cause before a crown. So it gives you all a chance to start up a conversation with folks in the community. And let's just run through the line real quick, starting with you, Claire, to remind our audience about your cause.
My cause before crown is the Gold Project, which is an organization that I founded to help children in mental health facilities.
Vanessa, Cause Before Crown is around education and getting students the resources and school supplies they need to be successful.
Lexi, and my platform is Send a Kid to Camp to help our youth really find that youth development outlet within camping and share the scholarship opportunities within our community and camps.
Now, these ladies also have full-time jobs, whether you're an adult that's holding down a full-time job or in school. So, Lexi, just remind us again where you are in life.
I am one of the directors at Camp Thunderbird out on Lake Wylie.
Do you have to live out there?
Yes. So I actually live in a two-bedroom apartment on the lake at Camp Thunderbird. I've grown up going to Camp Thunderbird, so it's kind of, I'm living the dream in both senses right now. I get to be the strawberry queen. I do camp for work. I mean, it's the best of both worlds.
Are you going to be able to wear your crown this year at camp? Like, the kids are going to love that.
I don't know that that's a grand idea.
Okay. They would love that, though.
There's a lot of running, but I get a golf cart during the summer, and I always decorate it. So this year's going to be strawberry themed.
Love that.
It's been Sharpay for 4 years. It's time to move on.
Oh, my goodness. What about you, Vanessa?
So I am a general manager for one of our businesses at Domtar Corporation. Mm. So Domtar is a big sponsor mm-hmm. for a lot of the Strawberry Festival events through the Fort Mill Economic Partners. So that's really exciting.
That's great.
Okay, and Claire?
I am a full-time student at Fort Mill High School. I'm a sophomore. Keeping pretty busy. AP exams next week. So
now, do you have school today? You're going to leave here and go straight to school?
Yes, ma'am.
You get to wear your crown to school?
No, ma'am.
Well, as impressive as you ladies are, it's really impressive how you keep your crown on your head and then that sash from moving. I know tomorrow you'll be moving around a lot, so make sure you have a lot of duct tape or double-sided glue or whatever else you all use, the tricks of the trade that you know to look your best. But these South Carolina Strawberry Festival queens are fantastic. Job well done, ladies. And again, you're under the direction of a former queen herself, Danielle Lennon. And we just appreciate you so much. And we'll see you out and about tomorrow here at the festival. Thank you so much.
Thank you.